Let us see. Let's go now to Pat, who's listening in New Jersey. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear
You're
me
welcome.
Okay?
I sure can.
Okay. My question is essentially, is it always sinful to visit a psychic or someone who purports to be a psychic? I guess I should tell you a little
mm-hmm.
background.
Okay.
I had a very close friend who died, and I didn't find out about it until about 3 months after she died. And immediately after I heard, I had a strong desire to try and contact her. Now, I've been Catholic since I was born, so I know okay. that visiting psychics is considered a mortal sin, but this had never happened to me before where I had this urge to see a psychic, and I am 66 years old, so it's, mm-hmm. it's a long lifetime never having desired to do
so
that.
So you had that, you rolled out of bed one morning and had this burning desire to go see a psychic?
No. It was
okay.
after immediately I found out she was dead, and within a week, because I was riddled with guilt that
okay.
I hadn't been available to her when she was dying, I thought I wanted to contact her. I mean,
right.
I prayed and all of that, but I think I felt like I wanted something more tangible. So the thought came to me, well, how about a psychic? Now, again, I've never done that, never had an inclination to do it, but I put it aside, and I am seeing a therapist, not just for this, but for other reasons. And the therapist is Christian-based, and she suggested that I visit a psychic that she has gone to two or three times. And
mm-hmm.
then, of course, now the feeling is back. And I did do a little tiny bit of research, and from what I can see, the church considers this to always be a mortal sin, and I wanted to make sure that I have that right.
Yeah, yes, you do. In general, you do. Now, let's prescind for the moment from, let's say, police investigators investigating a murder, and it's a cold case. They don't know how to find the murderer, and somebody comes up and says, well, I'm a psychic, and I have information about who this murderer might be or where it might happen. These things do happen. Let's just put something like that off to the side, okay? So like a law enforcement issue where they're going to turn every stone over to see what they can find. You're talking about something in which you feel a desire to make some kind of contact with your sister, your deceased sister. May she rest in peace. And so the temptation is to go to the psychic to alleviate that sense of anxiety about wanting to contact her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I also want her to know. I want to find out why she didn't tell me she was dying, too.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's the long and short of it. That's not for you to know at this point in your life, unless and until God chooses to allow you to know what that is. Now, in heaven, you'll find out. In the meantime, you are left not knowing, and that's just part of the reality of death. The things we should have said, you know, the I love yous and the I'm sorrys and the I forgive yous that we should have said and never did, we have to live with that. That's one of the lessons of forgiveness that we have to learn. Sometimes we have to learn it the hard way. So resist this temptation. Don't go to the psychic. This is not good. It's directly forbidden in the catechism, where it says that any recourse to tarot cards or psychics or palm readers or mediums must be strictly avoided because they're always gravely against the virtue of religion. I'm paraphrasing, but I've quoted the passage so many times I know it almost by heart. And that refers right. exactly to this kind of situation. So what I would suggest, Pat, is mortify that curiosity. Mortify means kill it. Put it to death.
Okay.
And the only way to mortify it is to, first, you have to resist it. And then you have to offer it to the Lord and say, as St. Paul said, he says, I've been crucified to the world and the world has been crucified to me. And crucifixion is extremely painful. So part of the mortification process is to put to death this unruly appetite for this unruly curiosity. It's a form of a temptation. Now, that in itself is not a sin. To be tempted to want to do this is not a sin. But you have to resist it and say no to it and just say, I'm not going to do that. And Lord, if it means that I have to suffer in this life not knowing what my sister actually thought or why didn't she tell me, I offer those sufferings up to you, Lord, and do so for the repose of her soul. So this is an incentive to pray for her, not to try to manipulate familiar spirits who, and I can guarantee you, if the psychic said, oh, I'm picking up on something, and here's your sister, and she said, it's not your sister. It would be a demon who would be involved. So you okay. want to stay far, far away from that.
Okay, thank you. That's very clear and puts it to rest. So that's good. What I needed. Thank you so much.
Good. You're welcome. And maybe when those feelings come around, as they often do, just make that say, okay, this is the Lord's way of reminding me, I need to pray for my sister. I need to pray a decade of the rosary, or I need to offer some act of mortification on her behalf. And that's how you can handle those feelings, is to repurpose them as moments of prayer and reliance upon God for your sister.
Okay, thank you so much. That really helps.
I'm glad, Pat. I'm glad. May your sister rest in peace, and I hope that brings you some peace and consolation as well. Thank you.